Just like our senior reporter Jim Cross has been telling us all morning, malls and big box stores have been quiet in the Valley. Black Friday certainly not the same in 2020, but plenty of people still doing their holiday shopping. And joining us now is Kristen Benz. She's a retail analyst and the founder of KB Advisory Group. Kristen, when it comes to sales, just basic sales, how will this year compare to other years?
Actually, we're on track to do about $10 billion all in on online sales, so not too shabby when you think about it.
Now, let's start with what they're buying. What are people buying this year?
So it's funny. There's obviously a lot of athleisure wear, okay, like athletic wear, yoga pants, that sort of thing, because everyone's around the house, they're working out. That's been very popular. Electronics, obviously, and a lot of thoughtful gifting. There's a company called Etsy where you can make something yourself and sell it online. And because people are really needing that connection with family members, you're finding a lot more sentimental gifts that are personalized, that sort of thing.
You know, I think one of the things that a lot of people are going to be watching is to see who is going to be doing the buying. And I say that in relation to the COVID fatigue that some people who can't go into debt are going to be aggressive in buying because they just want something to feel good about. Is that what you're seeing potentially?
Oh, absolutely. Never underestimate the power of retail therapy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in times like this. And, you know, you have these, you know, Arizona, we're very fortunate where we're not locked down, but 94% of California is under a curfew. Denver, Colorado, Massachusetts, Chicago, you know, all of these states that we forget about because we are fortunate to live here in the Grand Canyon state are locked down. And people can't be with their families this year for Thanksgiving or Christmas, have lost loved ones. And so, yeah, you definitely want to, they call it guilt giving. So you want to overcompensate for those kids that have been, you know, stuck at home or your family members that you can't get to. So absolutely, I think that's a very powerful part of consumer spending.
Kristen Benz is a retail analyst and the founder of KB Advisory Group. Final question, Kristen. I wonder, too, if we're seeing the beginning of the end for the shopping mall. I hope not, because I think there's a lot more to a shopping mall than just going to a place to buy something. But with the pandemic and with the surge in online sales anyway, are malls in danger of becoming dinosaurs?
Unfortunately, in my business, they already are. I mean, I'll be the one to say it, and I've been saying it for years. You know, COVID-19 is very much an accelerator. So things that were already bad, it made worse. So, you know, people are going to want to shop, especially when a vaccine becomes prevalent. They're going to want to get out of their homes and go out and do and see. But the mall, as you know, it will be a very different place.
Indeed.
You'll have, you know, yeah, a very, very different place from now.